With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An off-duty U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer was shot in a Manhattan park on Saturday by a man living in the U.S. illegally following an apparent robbery gone wrong. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says Miguel Mora, who is arrested for allegedly shooting the off-duty CBP officer, should not have been on the street or in the country.
He spoke about his charges in Massachusetts as well. For kidnapping, he had charges against him for larceny. This individual should have been deported and never been in this country. And that is one of the individuals that should have been prosecuted for his crimes. And then he would have been on our radar and we would have been able to remove him.
Mora has an extensive criminal past. A software giant scrambles to plug a security hole.
Microsoft is issuing an emergency fix to address a vulnerability in its SharePoint software that hackers have exploited to carry out widespread attacks on businesses and at least some federal agencies. In a blog post, the company says it discovered at least dozens of systems that had been compromised worldwide. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Texas Republicans are prepared to redraw the state's congressional districts.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has called a special session starting today to address Hill Country flooding and redraw the state's congressional map in a move encouraged by President Trump. The idea is to help the GOP retain control of the U.S. House during next year's midterm elections. Adam Kincaid, the executive director of the National Republican Redistricting Trust, says smart map drawing can yield pickup opportunities while not putting our incumbents in jeopardy. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 19 points, the NASDAQ rose 78, the S&P 500 advanced 8. This is SRN News. The Trump administration issues guidance on religion.
The Office of Personnel Management is telling all departments that people of faith must be accommodated. An OPM memo says that, quote, all agencies must honor and enforce the Constitution's guarantee of religious liberty and end any form of religious discrimination by the federal government. No federal employee should be forced to choose between their faith and their federal service. Many critics say people of faith had a tough time in the government during the Biden years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are stepping up their attacks on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern says the main problem is a group called the Allied Democratic Forces, which has been killing and terrorizing believers for years. The ADF is actually based in neighboring Uganda, but lately it has invaded the DRC and is seeking to destabilize it. This is SRN News. Stocks were mixed as the closing bell sounded today.
Stocks edged up to more records on Wall Street, kicking off a week full of profit updates from big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Monday, squeaking past the all-time high it set on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 19 points. That's less than 0.1%. Gains for several big tech stocks helped the NASDAQ Composite add 0.4% to its record. Verizon helped lead the gains after reporting profits that came in ahead of forecasts. Verizon rose 4%. Other big companies slated to report their results this week include Google parent company Alphabet, Coca-Cola, and Tesla. Seth Sutel, New York.
New research finds that more Americans are shifting their money from checking and savings accounts into financial vehicles that pay an investment income. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.